Hello, everybody, and welcome to Talkin' Baseball on this September the 11th. Boy, as we remember the tragic events of that day. Well, baseball had a lot to do with the healing of the country, and we'll talk about that today as well. Baseball, Wrigley Field, a beautiful day yesterday for the Giants and the Cubs as we do the sprint to the finish. 29,000 folks out there yesterday, and the Giants win the game 6-1, and the veterans lead the way. And I say it many times in September, the veterans have got to get it done. The day started with a tribute on the field to Chris Bryant, the former Cub, a very, very warm tribute to him, emotional for him as well. They ended up giving him a number 17 off the scoreboard and also a World Series flag from 2016, which is a little painful for the Giants as we remember the Cubs and Giants in that first series. Well, the game did start, and Dominic Leone was the opener for the Giants yesterday, and it was a bullpen game. As I said, the Giants won the game 6-1. The bullpen was outstanding. 9 innings, a couple of hits, a run, 1 home run, 4 walks and 9 strikeouts, but it started with Leone, and he had 2 perfect innings. And the Giants were rolling right there. Cubs got the first lead. Frank Schwindel, who is just on fire as he hits another home run, 7 homers in 11 games for him, and he formerly was with the A's earlier in the season. Arlene Garcia gave that one up. But the bullpen held the Cubs, and they held the Cubs until the sixth inning. And Brandon Belt, what a day for him yesterday. He's the self-appointed captain of the team. I'm sure we're going to talk about that, as he had electrical tape and a C on his uniform. And it's good to see it. It is, because this team needs to lighten up as they do their sprint to the finish. So Belt ends up getting a double. And here comes that man again, Lamont Wade Jr. 2 strikes. He flips the ball to left field. Belt scores to tie it up 1-1. Giants took the lead in the seventh. Brandon Crawford, another big day for Brandon Crawford in the field. Maybe one of his better defensive days that I can remember. And also a spectacular double play with Tommy La Stella to end an inning for the San Francisco Giants. But he gets a base hit, and then it's Evan Longoria hits the home run in the seventh to put the Giants up 3-1. And here comes Brandon Belt again. Hits a 2-run shot. The Giants are up 5-1. And that is one more run for the Giants, and Chris Bryant was part of that one. He's a great base runner, and we'll talk about that tomorrow with the professor. As he goes first to third, Longoria then gets a sacrifice fly, and the Giants are up 6-1, and that is the way it ended. For the Giants, they have now won 5 straight, 7 of 8, and it's the 7th time this year that they have won 5 straight, and it's really an incredible record. On the road, they're 46-27, and the bullpen, as I say, 9 innings yesterday and just a couple of hits given up. So the team is rolling along. The Dodgers did win last night, 3-0 over San Diego. Urias gets the win, 17-3 for him in his last 13 starts, and we've seen a couple of them. He's 8-0, and I think he's firmly in the Cy Young race, along with Walker Buehler. And Adam Wainwright should be in there, too, with Corbin Burns and Woodruff. So it's going to be a good vote when we get to the end of the season. But the Dodgers did win it last night over San Diego, 3-0. Urias got the win. Musgrove the loss there. Muncy a 2-run homer. And Bellinger was benched yesterday, finally. The Dodgers realizing that he is just struggling at the plate. Gavin Lux was brought up, and he was in the outfield last night. San Diego suffered a loss, not only of the game, but Cronenworth got hit on the ring finger, and he's got a small fracture, and he will be evaluated more today. For Brandon Belt, his last 4 games, he's 8-17, and really has lifted this ball club, and I can't say enough about him. You turn that lineup over knowing he is the second hitter. In the first inning, when he gets on base, you know the starter is going to go 20 pitches, and he gets on base quite often. So for the Giants, they win it. They are 91-50 right now. The Dodgers are 89-53. They are 2.5 back. The wild card race, and we have to keep our eye on it. I think the Giants are going to win the division going away, even though the national writers still figure out a way. They're trying to figure out a way for the Dodgers to win the division. And the Giants just keep beating everyone everyone that they come in contact with. And that is the way a team that's going to win the division plays ball in September. All right. San Diego loses last night. They have three straight losses for San Diego. They're now 74-66. Cincinnati Reds got an excellent game from Malley last night. Got late heroics. Joey Votto, homer last night on his birthday. That is number 30 for him. It was Goldschmidt's birthday as well for St. Louis. He's 34. But Votto homered. Cincinnati won at 7, and they are now 75-67. They won at 4-2 over the Cardinals. So the San Diego and Cincinnati basically tied right now for the wild card lead. The Cardinals are three back with 69 losses, San Diego 66. Phillies got walloped by Colorado yesterday. They are now 3.5 back. Unbelievable. Colorado has beaten the Phillies two straight. Colorado on the road. We know what they're like. And the Mets, a big win last night, an emotional weekend in New York with September 11th. And, of course, we remember back to the Met-Yankee game and Piazza's home run when baseball did come back. They are winners last night, and they are now four back of the San Diego Padres and the Cincinnati Reds. The New York Yankees lose again. That's seven straight for them and 11 out of 13. And you can kind of put a blanket on the wild card race in the American League between Boston that lost Chris Sale to COVID yesterday. How about that? You've got Toronto, the Yankees, Boston, Seattle, the A's, and as I say, throw a blanket over them as they're going to come up with two wild card teams out of that crowd. All right, so the Giants win at 6-1 over the Cubs. They still have that nice 2.5 game lead and three in the loss column against the Los Angeles Dodgers. Today it is Kevin Gausman going to the Hill. And he's the veteran, and I know we'll have that discussion. Gausman or Webb, the Giants will be in the playoff, so who do you start with? Well, he's 30 years old. It's his 193rd Major League start. The second half has not been as great as the first half. We know that. Seven stolen bases, one caught stealing, given up. But when you look at Gausman and you look at what he's accomplished this year, it really is so strong. The whip is 1.00. He's seen the Cubs earlier, seven innings, two hits, no earned runs, no walks, 10 strikeouts for him, another powerful game. In September, he's had two games, 12 innings, nine hits, five runs, but 16 strikeouts and two walks. He's still a very powerful pitcher. On the road, 92 innings, nine homers given up, 25 walks, 104 strikeouts. So home, road, it doesn't matter to him. Then we get to the numbers that I think make him very special. 164 innings pitched this year in the 28 games, 116 hits, 15 homers, absolutely fine, 48 walks, 192 strikeouts, and he may get to 200 today. Batting average against 193, lefties 214 with eight homers, righties 172 with seven homers, and of the 15, 12 are solo shots. Then the number that has been fabulous all year for him, runners in scoring position, 142, 17 for 120. Runners in scoring position and two out, 109, 6 for 55. First time through, 176 with nine homers. Second, 179 with a homer. Third time, 242 with five homers. Looking at the Cubs, Contreras, 1 for 6 with a homer. Matt Duffy, 3 for 8. Hayward, 1 for 7 with a homer, and Wisdom, 1 for 2 with a home run, and that was the one he got at Oracle Park. Now, it does look like somewhat of a mismatch today. Zach Davies, the right-hander, 28 on the hill for the Chicago Cubs. He is making his 153rd start, 153rd game as well. 6-10 for this righty with a 5.16 earned run average. Those are numbers that the Cubs in the 50s used to put up. His whip is 1.52. The Giants saw him once, 4 1/3, eight hits, four runs, two walks, four strikeouts. At Wrigley this year, at home, 80 innings for him at home, 87 hits, 33 walks, and 16 strikeouts. And believe it or not, if this number is correct, 19 home runs. Wow. Overall, 139 innings pitched, 145 hits, 80 runs, 23 homers in 139 innings. That's a lot. 67 walks and 108 strikeouts. In today's world, that is not very good. Lefties 244 with 9. Righties 288 with 14. If you want to get early in the count and hit them, 21 for 56 with 4 home runs. 14 solos of the 23 he's given up. Get runners on, it's trouble for him. 299. Runners in scoring position, 2 out, 311 with 3 homers. First time through, 222, then 264. Then the third time through, good night, 409 for him. All right, what have the Giants done against Zach Davies? Belt is 2 for 6, Crawford 3 for 14, LaStella 5 for 16, Longoria 2 for 10, Posey 3 for 8, Wade 0 for 3, Yaz 3 for 6, and Chris Bryant, of course, has seen Zach Davies a lot. He's 18 for 51 with 2 homers and a 946 OPS. All right, we've got good games coming up today. San Diego, of course, and the Dodgers, Buehler and Paddock there. Cincinnati and the Cardinals, Castillo and Michaelis there. Philadelphia and the Rockies, Wheeler and Freeland there. And the Mets and Yankees, again, an emotional series in New York at Citi Field. Taijuan Walker and Kluber there in that one. And the A's get Texas today as well. And they whacked them yesterday pretty good. So that's the beginning of the show today. We've got a great show for you. Henry Schulman, formerly of the Chronicle. I love talking ball with Henry and gives us a good perspective of this season coming up next. Bill is available, Kerry Crowley, and Pat Hughes is part of the show today. Wonderful play-by-play voice of the Chicago Cubs. So Saturday, September 11th, we'll sit back and reflect on it today. But baseball coming up, Wrigley Field, Giants and Cubs. More coming up, KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.